The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want you to know that tonight is a night of visitation, because every door that is closed against your restoration shall be opened tonight in the name of Jesus. All-round restoration via open doors. We're looking at all-round restoration via open doors. All-round restoration is never difficult for God. He said, I am God. Is there anything too hard for me? There is nothing that is too difficult for God to do. He knows all things and He can do all things. He knows all things and He can do all things. And one of the major things that births restoration in the life of any man is obedience to the instruction of God. One of the things, one of the major key for you to unlock the door to your restoration is the key of obedience. The key of obedience. Hallelujah. You see, your door opening is tied to your level of obedience. Your opening of doors is tied to your level of obedience. And in life, there are several doors that needed and that must be opened for the fulfillment of destiny. At a particular point in life, the door of primary school will be open to someone. At another time, how many of us know it's not everybody that has access to primary school, as small as it looks? It's a door. At a point, the door of secondary school will be open. At a point, the door of tertiary education shall be open. To many, these kind of doors are difficult. And you know, one of the main reasons why some of these doors are difficult is not because the devil is after the person. It's just because the person refused to be obedient. Praise the Lord. Any student that refuses to be obedient to the instructions of the teachers or the lecturers cannot access the next level of doors that is required for him or her to move to the next level or next phase in life. So there are doors. And obedience is key. As a student, if you refuse to study, say, I will disobey my teachers. When they say, come for lecture, say, I will not come for lecture. That's disobedience. When the exams comes, that disobedience comes back to give you the wage. How many of us know that there's a wage for every disobedience? Praise the Lord. As there is a reward for obedience, there is also a reward for disobedience. And the reward of disobedience is usually regret. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What is obedience? What is obedience? Number one, obedience is simply dutiful dutifully submissive to compliance. That is, you simply and dutifully submit to compliance. I am very used to the word compliance because the kind of industry I work or that I'm working, it's that word is always there. We always say it, compliance directive. Are you complying to specifications, to standards? When you fail to comply, you cannot assess what it will grant you or what will grant you grace to make progress. Progress is stopped. Every failure to compliance brings about a stagnation. Hallelujah. Number two, obedience is simply taking God's word as the final authority. Taking God's words as the final authority in your life. He has the final say. Who has the final say? God has the final say. Number three, your restoration is not possible. I repeat, your restoration is not possible without obedience. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the journey of obedience is a journey that ends in all-round blessings and restoration for God's people. Obedience will take you to where disobedience will never take you. Have you ever seen anybody that is disobedient to instructions and comes out at the end of the year? They said, because this man has been very disobedient, we are giving him an award for the most disobedient child. Nobody does that. There's no award for the most disobedient. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. The Bible says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall do what? Eat the good of the land. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. God honors the obedience. We always think Abraham blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Abraham blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, blessed in the evening. Abraham blessings I am. But are we ready to comply with Abraham kinds of obedience? Are we ready to comply? You see, you cannot tap into that level of grace and blessings if you are not ready to tap into that level of compliance and obedience. Praise the Lord. Abraham's blessing cannot be yours if you are disobedient. Because obedience of Abraham was counted unto him as what? Righteousness. Praise the Lord. Things to note about obedience. Number one. Things to know about obedience. Obedience is what commits God to intervene in your affairs. Obedience is what commits God to your affairs. Obedience is what commits God to your affairs. Every time you see God intervening in the affairs of man, it's as a result of man's obedience to instructions. Every time you see God stepping into the affairs of man, it's as a result of man's obedience to God. Praise the Lord. If God has given Noah an instruction and Noah refused to obey, there cannot be an intervention of being saved from the flood. Every intervention of God in the affairs of man comes from the place of obedience to God's instructions. Praise the Lord. Number two, things to note about obedience is that pressure and poverty are products of disobedience. Pressure and poverty, lack and want, are product of disobedience. Sicknesses and diseases, most often, are products of disobedience. Marital crisis, most often, are products of disobedience. Academic failures, most often, are products of disobedience. Praise the Lord. Financial struggling is a product of disobedience to covenant practice. So, to every negative occurrence, there's a current of disobedience. There's a current of disobedience flowing. And that is why we must understand God wants us to come out of all this so that we can assess His blessings upon our lives. Number three things to note is that your obedience makes God to act in your favor. Sometimes we pray, our prayer may not change God. But our obedience to His command makes Him to act in our favor. Makes Him to act in our favor. May you receive the grace to be obedient to God tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number four. God delights in your obedience, in our obedience more than anything else. He delights in my obedience. He delights in your obedience more than anything else. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. God delights more in our obedience. Hallelujah. And Samuel said, as the Lord has what delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. To hack him is better than the fat of rams. You know, a lot of time many of us try to use money or whatever we have to try to appease God for our disobedience. Your obedience is more important. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May God give us the grace to be obedient tonight in the name of Jesus. May God give us the grace to be obedient tonight in the name of Jesus. God desires that we follow after Him in absolute obedience. This is key to our being blessed and being promoted in life. For promotion to come, you need to be a man or a woman of obedience. Examples of people who prospered via obedience. Number one is our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible says, "And be found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient even unto death, even the death of Christ, the death of the cross." Verse 9, "And because of his obedience, something great happened." Because of his obedience, wherefore God also, because of his obedience, if you look at that sentence, he said, wherefore, that is, as a result of his obedience, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Christ's obedience is what lifted him. Hallelujah. You know, Christ dying on the cross is a choice. Hello? He said, "Look, if this cup will pass over me, but not my will, but what? Thy will be done." Our obedience a lot of time may not be convenient. It may not be convenient. It may not be what you really wanted. Sometimes it's not what you really desire. But it is in your obedience that your fulfillment comes, and the fulfillment of God's plan and purposes for your life. Example of another person that prospered via obedience is Abraham. In the book of Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1. And you know, this man, God told him, "Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be what? A blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So, verse 4 is most important. So, Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. He didn't know the land. He most probably may not be able to speak the language of the land. He may probably not be able to eat the food of the land. Relocation is not always very easy. But he acted in obedience. He acted in obedience. And in his obedience, God blessed him. I pray for someone here tonight. As you walk in obedience to God all through this year, God will bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 23, the Bible says, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people." Hallelujah. He said, "Walk in my commandment, that it might be worth, it might be well unto thee." If you put your name inside there and you say, "But this thing the Lord has commanded Michael, saying, obey my voice and I will be your God." That is, God will be your God. Say, God will be my God. I will be God's person. I will be a God person. As I walk in his commandment, and it shall be well with me. Hallelujah. And tonight we'll be looking at one major thing that we need to obey God. One major area that we need to obey God in order for us to assess all-round restoration. We have taken our time to explain what obedience is. We have taken our time to talk about people that obey. And we have taken our time to explain for us to know how obedient is a great blessing. There is a major thing that pleases God, that God is happy about, that God delights in. That's the thing that brings joy in heaven. That's the thing that makes God to be so happy. He is so committed to it that he gave his son for it. And that is so winning. Hallelujah. A wise man said something. He said, the great moves of God are preceded by the hearts of obedience. Every great moves of God is preceded by great acts of obedience. What is soul winning? Soul winning are all activity that is done for the souls of men to come into God's kingdom. You know, earlier today, Papa spoke to me, I think this afternoon or late morning. And you know, when he spoke to me, he said something that touched me. You know, sometimes when you are doing something, some people may not reciprocate the way you feel that all this year, this person, so sometimes you just feel like he has his own life, let him. But he said something, he said, look, God has commissioned you and I to pursue after souls of men. To pursue irrespective of their behavior, irrespective of the way they behave. A soul is a soul and it is precious in the sight of God. And that thing hit me and I started praying for those people. That God, please touch the heart of this person. God, please minister to this person. You see, and I also pray for grace for myself not to be discouraged. Soul winning is a kingdom affair. Every child that is obedient to the commandment of the Father and does the things that pleases the Father will always receive gifts from the Father. How many of us know that? Praise the Lord. A woman that does the things that pleases her husband will not ask twice before she gets what the husband wants. I mean, whatever she wants from the husband. A man that does the things that pleases his wife would not need to cry too much or to disturb himself if he needs anything from the wife. Why? Because there is flow of obedience. Soul winning is important to God. Number two, what is soul winning? Soul winning are the compelling mission to pull people out of darkness into light. Luke chapter 14 verse 23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out to the highways and the hedges. I compel them to come in that my house may be filled. You know the meaning of compel? Compel means by all means. The Greek word there is anakazo. Anakazo. Anakazo means shamelessness. As in shamelessly pursue. Shamelessly do everything possible to bring people into the house of God. This is one thing that many believers disobey. As much as hard as fasting is. Do you know it's easier for many of us to fast than to go out on evangelism? How many of us know that? Yeah. It's true. It's much easier for many of us to fast than to do evangelism, than to win souls. But this is one thing that God wants every child of his. Every child of God is a redeemed fruit-bearing branch. You and I are redeemed to produce fruits. John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that does what that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. In other words, when you are a soul winner, God purges you. That is, God decorates your life. He takes away things that can make you not to be productive. Takes away pests. Takes away diseases. Takes away sickness. Takes away things that doesn't make you to be productive. I have a clear understanding of this scripture, because sometimes when you plant some crops, I don't know if you have been there before, if you plant some crop and a particular one is producing more fruits, more than the other one, though they are planted the same day, the same soil, but one is producing more fruit. How many of us know that you tend to take care of the one that is producing more fruits than the one that is not producing as much fruit? How many of us know that? You know, our mothers in those days, thank God for grandma that we have here, they used to keep goats. Abi mommy, they used to keep goats. And goats, ewure in Yoruba language, ewu in Igbo, and akuya in Hausa. They used to keep akuya and ewure. The one that produces more kids is usually the one that is tended to. Am I right, ma? They tend to take care of it more. When they are sharing food, that one will get first before they give to others. And maybe one is stubborn, but that one that is stubborn produces only one. And this one is producing three. I remember my mom would carry stick, bam, kick that one away first. Let this one eat first. And after this one, then you can come and eat. Why? What the difference is, one is bearing fruit. The other one is not bearing as much fruit. It's the same thing with God. Our obedience to soul winning attracts God's interest into our life. It makes God to be concerned about your well-being, about your fullness. If that goat that produces more kids, to man be meta, three. You know, it's all of them that produce three. If that one is sick, mama self will be sick. But the one that is, the day they needed money and they want to sell off any of the goats, it is the one that is producing one baby or is not producing as well that will go first. Hello? That's the one that will go first. So God wants us to bear fruit. Verse 6 says, confirms what I've just said. Verse 6 of that John chapter 15 said, if a man abide in me, is cut forth as what? As a branch. And is withered. If a man abide not in me, that is, if you are not connected and you are not producing fruit. Brethren, soul winning is a serious business. Soul winning is something that God delights so much. And is one key area where you and I can be blessed. We've had several testimonies. Sometimes ago, there was one of our members that gave a testimony who has been trusting God for a particular property next to his house for him to expand his farm and some other things. But he wasn't doing it. So then we were running an evangelical project. And he said he key into it, and every Friday he must go out on evangelism. The neighbor himself came and said, do you want to buy this land? And gave it to him cheap. I've had several testimonies of people meeting their breakthrough in the place of soul winning. On the field, engaged. Our Father and the Lord have shared with us, I don't know, maybe he has shared with you with the house, but he has shared with me before, of how God blessed him on the way of evangelism. Met someone that God used to make a major, major, big blessing in his life. All the path of evangelism. You see, God has given us the entire world as our harvest field. And we must draw as many people as possible to God. So winning is what birthed the rise of giants in this kingdom. Every giant in this kingdom are soul winners. I've never seen a giant in this kingdom who is not a soul winner. And I've never seen a non-soul winner becoming a giant in this kingdom. That person would be a Lulupetian. I don't know the pronunciation very well. You know, yes. Iduputian, just there. Hallelujah. Vital facts about soul winning. Quickly. Vital facts about soul winning. Number one, So willing is the heartbeat of God, and it is God's interest on earth. It's the heartbeat of God. It's God's interest on earth. Number two, soul winning is a battle between the kingdom of hell and the kingdom of God. This was one of the things that Papa told me today. He said, as we are contending for these people's soul, the devil is also contending. And we as representative of God here, we must contend. God has placed you and I here to contend for the souls of men and draw them out of perdition. So when it's a battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Number three, vital fact about soul winning is that you need endowment of power to be a soul winner. Bible says in Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. God is making you a soul winner. One of the reasons why God gave you the Holy Spirit is for you to win souls. Hallelujah. I pray for someone this evening, the endowment power of God to be a soul winner is released unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number four, Satan is the enemy of soul winning. Satan does not want men to be saved. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. God, the devil has blinded their heart. You and I are the light that should shine to break those blindness away. And we must preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Number five, soul winning is a gold mine for every believer. How many of us want to hit a jackpot? Soul winning is a jackpot. It's a gold mine. It's a gold mine. Is a good man. Hallelujah. And number six, soul winning is a product of a revived life and a zealous life. It's a product of a revived life and a zealous life. And number seven, soul winning is key to a world of exploit. You want to do exploit in life? Soul winning is the key. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the star forever and ever. You want to be a star? Be a soul winner. Soul winning will turn your life around. Soul winning will bring you to the place of honor. Soul winning will bring you to the place of joy and fulfillment. What are the benefits of soul winning? Quickly, what are the benefits of soul winning? Number one, soul winning is a gold mine. Like I said earlier, which pays the most, and the return is incomparable. It pays. Job chapter 36 verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. The real pleasure is in Christ. I'm telling you, the real pleasure is in Christ. The real pleasure is in this kingdom. The real pleasure is in this kingdom. And that is why the devil does not want people to know this, by giving them an alternative pleasure that will lead to destruction eventually. But there's a pleasure in Christ that will lead to eternal life. Hallelujah. The real pleasure is in this kingdom. It's in this kingdom. Know this, the real pleasure that hardeth no sorrow, the real blessing that brings no sorrow is in this kingdom. Number one benefit of soul winning is supernatural supplies. You will enjoy so much supply that the storehouse will be so full. Hallelujah. Soul winning grants us access to supernatural supplies. Hallelujah. And you know, the good thing is that the wages of God, the blessings of God, are not dependent on the economy of the world. The blessings of God is not dependent on the economy of Nigeria. Hello? How? Someone that God bless is not going to operate by the economy of this. If the naira becomes value or not value, whatever it is, that person is not operating under that economy. We have evidences, life evidences. Great ministries, doing great things, building great mega projects, billions of dollars in this economy. I remember just a few years back during the COVID era, while there was no income, churches were closed, nothing was working, everything was done. We were constructing. Mega construction. In millions. We were constructing. There was no offering taken, nothing. But we're constructing mega. I'm not talking of small. Million naira construction was going on. The church was doing palliative that government were supposed to be doing. The palliative of the church was the only one that was really palliative. Because the government palliative was not in palliative. Praise the Lord. Welfare was still coming from the church. Shows that we are not operating by this economy. And I pray for someone tonight, as you engage in the activity of soul winning, God will release the resources of heaven into your hands in the name of Jesus. Number two is divine favor. Divine favor. Divine favor. Psalm 102, verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. And I will give these people favor. God will give you favor in the sight of everyone you come across this year in the name of Jesus. You will not end this year empty. In the name of Jesus. Mark it. Whatever level you start this year with, you will be minimum 10 times greater at the end of this year in the name of Jesus. Someone that has the faith to carry it, you will be 100 times better than you started this year in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The key is soul winning. Be a soul winner. And you enjoy so much blessings and favor from God. Number three, command of signs and wonders shall follow you. When you are a soul winner, signs and wonders becomes part of your life. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Signs and wonders shall follow you as you preach the gospel in the name of Jesus. Number four, express answer to prayers. I love this. Express answer to prayer. John chapter 15, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it unto you as a result of your soul winning. And number five is generational prosperity. Generational prosperity. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. Generational prosperity shall be yours in the name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Your generation shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Number seven, if you desire wisdom, be a soul winner. If you desire wisdom, be a soul winner. He that winneth a soul shall be what? Shall be wise. The Lord will make you wise in the name of Jesus. Number what now? Number seven, you will enjoy divine health. You will enjoy divine health. Because you are a soul winner, God will grant you divine health. I pray for you tonight, divine health shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. And lastly, supernatural breakthrough will follow you. Say, as I win so this year, supernatural breakthrough shall be my portion in the name of Jesus. The path of the just is like a shining light that shineth brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. You want your path to shine brighter? Brother, sister, be a soul winner. And I know that God will bless you in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.